Our life is not simply a clock that winds down from a series of years, months, days, hours, into seconds. In fact, your life is actually a collection of events. And what determines your life in those events is whether you choose to live through each one of those events in fear or in faith. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. If you're like me, you overate and took a nap. Perfect. Love it. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So, I've talked about this before, but I'll lead in with this thought. Fear and faith are the same thing. One finds its substance in the things hoped for and expecting. The other is the things feared for or dreading. It's like any substance. It can be good or it can be bad. Fire, good or bad. Medicine, good or bad. Super glue, well, super glue's typically bad, at least in my hands. But fear and faith are simply channels of belief. We've always had fears to deal with in society. You know, am I going to meet someone and be happy? Will my marriage ever be fulfilling? Can I ever pay my bills? Maybe you're at the point where you're starting to fear old age. Maybe it's, will my kids ever quit drinking? Will they get their life straightened out? But today's fears are inflamed with what's going on in the world. I mean, look around. If you're paying attention, Iran and Russia, they're threatening nuclear war. A world government movement is growing. A world currency, the thought of that is growing. The woke agenda is alive and well still. Israel has more enemies than ever. The U.S. is literally falling apart around our feet. The deep state corruption is more evident than ever, and people don't really seem to care. In fact, kind of apathetic about it. I think social media has become a panacea, if you will, to escape all of this. Look, you know, you've probably heard the Bible has 365 verses that say, fear not, and it's one for every day. But, you know, when you have a major problem and someone says, hey, fear not, or it's going to be okay, or don't worry about it, it doesn't sit right, right? I mean, you're like, that's all you got? Is it's going to be okay? Fear not? But when you understand what the word fear actually means in the Hebrew, which is yahreh, it means a fright. Do not be afraid. And you go, what do you mean? What does that mean? Afraid literally means the end of an action. It means you've heard of fight or flight or freeze. Well, it means you freeze. You do nothing. And the Bible says, don't do nothing. Fear not. Don't stop acting. Don't stop moving. Don't stop believing. So if the opposite is action, we can test that out in these verses. Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God who takes a hold of your right hand and says, do not fear, or do not sit there and do nothing. Hebrews 13:6, we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid, or I will not sit there and do nothing. Deuteronomy 3:22, do not be afraid, do not sit there and do nothing. The Lord your God will fight for you. Luke 12:32, do not be afraid, do not sit there and do nothing, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Psalm 56:3-4, when I am afraid, when I sit there and do nothing, I put my trust in you, and therefore I do something, in God, whose word I praise. Haggai 2:5, this is what I covenanted with you when I came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you, and I do not fear, I do not sit here and do nothing. You kind of get it? When it says do not fear, it doesn't just mean go, oh, okay, I won't fear, thanks, oh, that was easy. It means don't stop believing, don't stop trusting, don't stop going after God. In the book Power vs. Force by David R. Hawkins, a phenomenal book, one of my favorite books of all time, he's got a quote in there under fear, and it says, thus the fearful seek strong leaders who appear to have conquered their own fears to lead them out of its slavery. If that is not more appropriate for today than ever before, I mean, that book's almost 30 years old. Look around. People are fearful. They're freaking out. They'll follow anybody, any influencer on social media, any politician, any rich and famous guy. I mean, it's like well, they seem to know what they're doing. Let's follow them. Let's believe what they believe. Let's do what they say to do. Now, so might I suggest this thought? Just stop for a second. Understand this. You will be hard-pressed to find a verse in Scripture out of those 365 verses, remember, that says, do not fear, and does not also speak to that hearer, that listener, to also be the leader. They don't just say, do not fear, but it's almost always in the context of leading, of doing. Look, we're in a world that is starving for people to lead, for people who are not fearful. As a man of God, as a woman of God, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. You have the right, you have the ability, you have the power to lead. Do not fear. Do not sit and do nothing. Lead. Take action. Do not stay stagnant. People are counting on you. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.